My name is Callie Laval. I am 13 years old. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking with Lloyd Laval, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Waconia, Minnesota. Papa, do you have any funny stories from when you were a kid?
From when I was a child, yes, I have lots of funny stories.
Okay, can you tell me one?
Well, one of the things I used to do every winter was stick my tongue on a cold pipe and freeze my tongue to the pipe.
Why would you do that?
Because I never was wiser than that. And another thing I always did is I would go get the sled out of our garage when we had the first snowfall and run down the street and jump on the sled. And the sled's runners were all rusty. And the sled would tip over and knock my nose on the ground.
Wow. Okay. Did you have any memorable teachers?
Yes, I had many memorable teachers.
Okay, can you tell me about some?
Can I tell you about memorizing them?
No. Teachers that you still remember because they made like an impact on your life or they were really funny. Or...
I remember a lot of teachers. I had a couple teachers that would tell me that you have to do the very best you can. If you want to be a bum, be the very best bum you can be. If you want to be a doctor, be the very best doctor you can be. And then I had a track teacher who told me that, Lloyd, you have to start running because sometime in your life, the best means of self-defense will be running.
Wow. Were you a well-behaved student or did you sometimes ditch school or do something mischievous?
No, I didn't skip school. I liked going to school.
Oh, really?
And I was well-behaved.
Did you have any nicknames when you were younger?
I do have a nickname. I even have a nickname now.
Papa?
No, Snooky.
Snooky?
Yes.
Why do people call you Snooky?
Because when I was a kid growing up, there was a program on the radio. We didn't have televisions then. That was called Beetle Bomb and Baby Snooks. And that's how I got my nickname, Snooky.
Hmm. How did you first know Gammy was pregnant with my dad?
How did I first know? Well, Gammy went to the doctor and came home and told me that she was going to have a little Mark Laval.
I know you love singing. Are there any specific songs you would sing to my dad?
Yes. We would sing America the Beautiful. In the car, we would always sing when we traveled, and we traveled all over. We would sing Old Man River, many different songs. I can't think of them all right now, but yes, many different songs.
How was it being a pilot with a family of four children?
It was hard. I was never home for a lot of events.
What's your favorite joke you've ever told?
Well, I kind of like the hare that got run over.
Can you tell it?
It's a long story.
It's okay.
Well, there was this. When I was driving home one night, a little hare, which is a rabbit, ran across the road. And I hit it, and I felt very bad. And I got out of the car, and I went back to see if it was all right, and it was jumping around. And I didn't know what I should do, because I didn't know if it was suffering. And then a lady in a car behind me stopped, and she came out and says, would you mind if I tried something with the hair? And I said, no. And she took something out of her purse, and she sprinkled it on the hair and rubbed it in. And then she took something else out and sprinkled it on it and rubbed it in. And pretty soon, the little bunny rabbit, the hare, got up and ran about 10 yards away, turned around, stood on his hind feet and looked at us, and it waved. It waved its front paw and smiled. And it ran another 10 yards, and it kept doing this till it was out of sight. And I said to this lady, I said, are you a veterinarian or what are you? I said, that was remarkable. And she said, I'm a hairdresser. And I said, you're a hairdresser? And she said, yes. She said, I just gave it a permanent wave, a little hair restorer and a permanent wave.
Okay. How have I changed since I was younger?
Well, Callie, you have grown up. Of course, you've gotten much more mature. Callie, you're extremely bright. And you're really a lot of fun to be around. You were a lot of fun to be around when you were littler, too. But now you're more enjoyable to be with. We don't have to change your diapers anymore. Didn't mean to embarrass you. What?
You didn't.
Okay.
Okay, and last question. Do you have any advice for my class as we're about to go to high school?
As you're about to go to high school, enjoy it. It's great. The best time of your life. High school is, you'll make a lot of good friends. I have friends from high school from over 50 years ago that I was golfing with this summer.
Wow.
So you'll have a lot of nice friends. You'll have some people you won't enjoy so much, but that happens all over. But you're going to make a lot of nice friends. And most of those teachers that you're going to have in high school, just like the teachers you have right now, will be permanently etched in your mind.
Thank you for talking to me.
And you're right. Thank you. Lloyd Lavelle signing off.